Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, it's the Post-Match Podcast. I am Paul Machen inside the Vodafone Stadium in Istanbul after the Super Cup.
Hello everyone, I am Paul Machen, a very sweaty man inside the Vodafone Stadium. Liverpool have lifted the Super Cup against the odds. The odds are they stacked against themselves by being largely rubbish in this game. My word, what a game. Wow. This is old school Liverpool. I don't know how to handle this anymore. The season is 2 weeks old and we've just had our second penalty shootout of the season. I'm in pieces, absolute pieces here. I didn't think we were going to do it. I genuinely didn't think Liverpool were going to do it. I thought we'd blown away our chances. I didn't think we would. Look, Liverpool's passing was absolutely abysmal in the first half in particular, but we got better and better and better in the second half when Bobby Firmino joined in. We had 15 minutes at the start of the second half when we were really good. Pass the ball to Bobby and he will score. Yes, amazing. But ultimately, ask any of these fans if it matters. Does it matter if Liverpool were rubbish tonight? No, does it, bollocks? Does it, bollocks, get in? Incredible, ultimately. Oh, absolutely. All about the win. Nice one, lad.
5 out of 5 on the penalties as well.
Absolutely. 5 out of 5. And Adrian, nearly the villain of the piece, gives away the penalty to get them level again and then ultimately saves the deciding penalty. It's mad how things happen in football. I was talking in the final word show on our roundup of the weekend action that, like, Chelsea's season, you'd have sliding doors moments in football, and Tammy Abraham having that shot at the post against United, they went on, they lost that game heavily, and then he steps up and takes the penalty today. If he bangs that goal at the weekend, maybe he's more confident, maybe he scores that penalty. Footy is very, very weird like that sometimes, but so made up for Adrian and whatever. He jumped in with the fans at the end because, you know, he was going to be playing for Real Valladolid, I think, via the lead this weekend, and he's not. He's just won the Super Cup for Liverpool. Champions of Europe, we are the champions. Champions of Europe, we are the champions. Champions of Europe, we are the champions. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Yeah, look, Jürgen Klopp said to me two summers ago, he said, you need good teams win games when they're not at their absolute best. And, you know, Liverpool need to get in the habit of winning silverware by hook or by crook. And like I said, be honest, when it went to penalties, I was nervous. I was nervous. I don't, you know, we're not great at pens. I haven't lost the shootout to City. It had me on edge. I genuinely cried when that penalty got missed. It's the Super Cup and I cried. Why am I crying? It's the Super Cup. You know what? Because it matters. Matters to the thousands and thousands of fans who've travelled, who follow Liverpool around the globe. And it matters that we win silverware, and once again we've gone and done it. Not the way we would have liked. Not a stroll in the park. Anyone thinking we were going to smash them? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not exactly a stroll in the park, I think, some of us had hoped for. Chelsea show what a dangerous side they are. Pedro, such a good player. Chilio had a good game. Pulisic, show what a player he's going to be. But ultimately, once again, the most important thing is Liverpool are the supreme champions of Europe. Not just the European Cup holders, but the Super Cup holders as well. Another one to add to the major honours list. Does that make us the most successful English football club of all time again? I'm saying, yeah, you can count whatever you want. I'm going to count the ones that say yes, definitely for us. But, oh my word, I am absolutely wiped out. I hope you are too, because you know what, victories aren't always easily earned, but they was ultimately earned. And yeah, we'll have better days. We'll have better games. But to be able to be here to see us lift another trophy, Liverpool are back in the swing of winning pieces of silverware, and that is the most important thing. Somehow get back to the Premier League, maybe go and win the Club World Cup as well, and all of a sudden you've got a nice little tally there. And this side deserves it, because though it didn't necessarily deserve it on the night, the squad that Jurgen Klopp has constructed, the mentality monsters, have come out on top again, and none of us would have it any other way, would we? No. Listen, drop a like on the video, leave me your thoughts in the comments below. If you listen to the post-match podcast, check out what Chris has got to say as well. What a night. What a night to be a Liverpool fan in Istanbul once again.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV. It's player rating time. I am in the Vodafone Park Stadium in Istanbul, and I'm here to rate the players out of 10 like normal after the game. Should we just start with the don't deserve 10s, even though they've lifted the trophy? Adrian deserves a high mark, though. I'm going to give him a 10. I thought he was outstanding. Yes, guys, it's Chris. Yes! Yes! I'm good, mate, how are you? Fucking brilliant. Brilliant, mate. So, where was I? Sorry, Adrian gets a 10 out of 10. No problems. Joe Gomez, probably a 7 out of 10. Maybe a 6 out of 10. Thought he struggled defensively when he was on the right, when he was on the left. I'll give him a 7 out of 10. It all mattered. Listen, a couple of sloppy passes in dangerous areas. But ultimately, I thought he was outstanding. You know, won his challenges, won tackles, used his telescopic legs, was absolutely superb. I'm going to give him a 9 out of 10. Virgil, I'm giving an 8 out of 10. So cool, so calm, so collected. Does all the things that he normally does. Left-back Andy Robertson, probably a 7 out of 10 again. I think, you know, we struggled. And you know what, we struggled with our match. We played a high line again. And that ball over the top was on all the time, wasn't it? In the centre of the park, Fabinho, I thought he started poorly, ended well. Probably average amount of about a 6 out of 10, something like that. Henderson, sound. I mean, he was really far forward at the beginning of the game. Second half, when Sen comes on, plays a little bit deeper because Sen's bombing forward. Give an 8 out of 10 to the captain. 2 trophies in a couple of months for him. Happy with that. And he looks like he's comfortable in his skin. Who else was there? James Milner, I thought it was a poor half. Poor game by James, I'm going to go 6 out of 10. Mo Salah, look, worked tirelessly, didn't get the best of it. Probably a 7 out of 10 maybe. Sadio Mane, he's got to be a 10 out of 10 for me. Man of the match, I thought he was outstanding. And when he moves that left, as I mentioned in the match, he actually got even better. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, probably a 5 out of 10. He was probably the most... It was definitely the quietest of all the players, and I don't know whether it was a fitness thing, I don't know whether it was out on that left-hand side or not, but struggled to get into the game. It wasn't that he did anything wrong when he had the ball at his feet, he just never got the ball at his feet, and was completely ineffectual. Substitute, to see if I can remember all of these, Trent, probably give him a 7 out of 10. I don't think it was an outstanding performance from him. What else have we got there? We've got Trent, Wijnaldum, probably a 7 out of 10 as well, something like that, I reckon. Divock Origi, 6 out of 10 maybe. Was there one more of a missed one? Oh, Bobby Firmino, bloody hell, yeah, of course we had the 4 substitutes, didn't we? So Bobby Firmino gets a 9 out of 10, changed the game, absolutely changed the game. My man of the match, as you say though, was Sadio Mane. Leave me yours in the comments section, of course. Liverpool champions of the Super Cup and champions of Europe. I don't know what it means, don't know if we need a new song, but I'm happy and I like it.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.